Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission at CRI is not only to equip you with orthodox Christian doctrine, apologetic accuracy and discernment, but to help you become a faithful apprentice of Jesus Christ because life and truth matter. If you'd like to ask Hank a question, please call in now at 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. For more information about CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, go to our website at equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We'll be going to your calls a little later on in the program in the second and third segments of the show. First segment of the show, I want to devote to Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth, the DVD available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and our outreaches worldwide. You can acquire Living Waters, Intelligent Design in the Oceans of the Earth on the web in a safe, secure fashion when you support the ministry. So check it out on the web, equip.org, or else you can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, a resource consultant standing by, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Remember the number to dial to get your questions answered live on air today, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Paul Nelson is an adjunct professor in the MA program in science and religion at Biola University. He's a fellow of the Discovery Institute. He specializes in developmental biology and evolution, and he joins us on the broadcast.
Hank, thanks again for having me on.
You did something wonderful in terms of contribution to a trilogy, Metamorphoses, Flight, Living Waters. I suppose only from the perspective of eternity will we fully know how these kinds of resources change the hearts and minds of people so that they can see past the fog the glorious reality of Jesus Christ.
Amen to that. You know, some small indicator of the impact of the films can be gathered from looking, for instance, at the reviews on Amazon. They're not all favorable, of course, but many of the people who watch the film go there and leave their impressions. And it's encouraging to me, you know, to read what they have to say, because they say, this film opened my eyes to what God made. And that's rewarding to me. And I agree with you. It really is a question that will be answered in God's providence in the fullness of time. But I do get some small satisfaction from seeing people and how the films affect them.
You see, sea turtles, dolphins, humpback whales, even salmon, sockeye salmon, that start in a stream, then they swim into salt water because they need the food resources of the ocean to grow and develop. Then they travel 1,000 miles or more. They find their way back to that exact same stream. They swim against the current. They lay their eggs, reproduce another generation, and they have to change their biology just to survive in the ocean. They have to have a sophisticated navigational system to return to that same freshwater stream, something that they inhabited maybe 3 years earlier. How in the world do they do that, and how does philosophical naturalism explain such a thing?
Well, let me start with the last part of your question. I don't think philosophical naturalism does explain it. I think anyone who saw this system without the prejudice of having to explain it by an undirected process would say this is clearly a designed navigational system. The evidence is overwhelming in that direction. So I think really it's only under the grip of a philosophy that one has presupposed, namely materialism or naturalism, that you would say, well, this could be explained by an undirected process. Because I think the evidence points clearly in the other direction. And what the film does is, in one segment, gives a good summary of the various parts of the system, in particular, the sense of smell that the fish use, the salmon use, to tell them, I'm at the right river. I'm at the exact location where 3 years ago I swam out into the ocean. So they use both geomagnetic, like a kind of geomagnetic GPS system, but then for their particular river mouth, the actual molecules, the odorant molecules in the water, are detected by sensors in their nose and then transmitted to their brain, and it's really an amazing system. What I like about the movie is it uses computer animation to help the viewer visualize how that sense of smell system actually works. It's really beautiful.
You know, I couldn't help but think as I was watching the DVD that I myself am fearfully and wonderfully made. In other words, I'm watching sea turtles and dolphins and humpback whales. I'm watching the sockeye salmon, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, if that is true about these creatures that inhabit the waters of the world, how much more true this is of me. I'm made in the image and likeness of God. And there's a sense in which there's a connection, therefore, between what you're watching in the DVD and maybe what you're thinking intuitively about your own design.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And what's amazing when you think about it is if you look at the protein list, the parts list for what makes up Homo sapiens versus a salmon versus even a little worm out in the soil, there are worms in the soil that are a millimeter long that have nearly as many proteins as we do. What we have that they don't is an incredibly sophisticated system of so-called non-coding DNA that, in conjunction with other things, is telling those proteins what to do. So the sophistication of human design is beyond what we can even imagine. And just before we began talking today, I opened my Bible. I was looking at Romans 1:20 and thinking, in the first century A.D., the Apostle Paul knew this. He knew it with certainty, even though the science that he learned would have been very, very crude, compared to what we know now, you know, many centuries later. But he knew as a certainty that the evidence from nature pointed to a divine designer before whom we are responsible. And that truth that he articulated there in the first chapter of Romans was true then, and it's true today, and it will be true into the future. And that gives me great confidence because it tells me that God built a world that, if you give it half a chance, will testify to his existence unmistakably. And you, in a sense, you don't need a PhD to know this. It may help if you want to know some of the details, but the actual message is there for everyone, whatever their educational level.
Talk about educational levels. You have kids in secular schools. You have them in grammar school. You have them in high school. You have them in universities, and they are being taught one theory predominantly, and that is neo-Darwinian evolution. But when they're being taught that, how do they ask their instructors about such things as whales and dolphins, which pose a very strong challenge to the evolutionary paradigm?
I think what they need to do is avail themselves of the freedom that scientists themselves have to ask questions. Open-ended science cannot stifle free inquiry. And it's the right, the intellectual right of every young person to say to a teacher, I don't understand how this could have happened via random mutations. Can you help me understand that? That's a perfectly reasonable question. And it's then at the teacher's responsibility to say, well, you know what? I'm not sure I know either. And once that openness is engaged, that is the intellectual right of every student, then you're free to say, well, you know, maybe this theory doesn't work the way we've been told. It takes suppression, censorship, to take that away from students. So I encourage students, use the freedom that's yours under the Constitution, and even if the Constitution weren't there, that's yours as a human being, to ask open-ended questions if you don't understand, if you see a challenge. And remember, that same freedom is enjoyed by every working scientist on this planet. So you're not asking for anything special. You're just saying, listen, I've got a question. Let's go into it.
Seems like there's a prejudice in a particular direction, because once you allow that there is a God that created you in his image and likeness, then you become accountable, and people don't want to be accountable, and so we try to obscure the reality that ought to be staring us in the face.
You know, that's true, and that bias has been around since antiquity. It was there for ancient Israel. You know, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The struggle that comes from sin to suppress the message that God put in his creation is deep, and it goes back long before Charles Darwin, and it will be around even if current evolutionary theory is thrown out, because it's rooted not in any particular scientific theory, but in a reality about human beings, namely that we are fallen creatures. So I think that if you can recognize that in the human heart, the sinful human heart, there's a struggle to flee from grace and to flee from the knowledge of God that we all face, then I think you can come to grips with this. And I think that students in particular, when they're in that situation, need to recognize that the scientific evidence is only a small part of the struggle, that below the waterline, so to speak, there are these deeper issues of human fallenness that we have to struggle with, that we have to engage. And I'll tell you, when I'm in that situation in a classroom, half of my brain, so to speak, is dealing with the intellectual, scientific, evidential questions, and half of my brain is praying.
You know, Paul, I suppose if we were completely candid with the audience, we would say there are times in our lives where we struggle as well. We wonder, where is God? And I think when you watch a DVD like Living Waters, what it does is it sweeps, as it were, washes those doubts away, and you're once again firmly grounded in the truth.
I think it is faith building, and one of the, at least I hope it's faith building, and one of the great joys of my professional life for the past several years has been working with Illustra to make these films, especially in a culture where, sadly, people don't read, and you know, the discipline required even to read a single article may not be there, but people will watch a film, and I think that the ultimate satisfaction for me in working on a film like this is presenting the evidence to people that in my own life helps me recover God's presence, helps me struggle, helps me in my struggle against my own sinfulness, my own tendency, as we all have, to hold God at arm's length, you know. And we can see that even in the great heroes of Scripture, that they also struggled with that. So if there's anything I can do to help someone strengthen their faith and bring back into their life God's living presence and his role as someone's creator, then I've done my job.
There's a certain bias, I have to admit, when I first saw Metamorphosis, just the packaging, and heard about it, and then Flight, the Genius of Birds, and then later on Living Waters, I thought, you know, what am I going to learn from a butterfly? What am I going to learn from a bird? What am I going to learn from a salmon? And it really is a bias. You watch the film and you say, duh, how could I have been so benighted?
No, I listen, what you go through is watching the film, I went through during the production. I can tell you with Metamorphosis, the butterfly film, I thought butterflies were cute, you know, and make nice photographs for the cover of Hallmark cards and so forth. It was only in the production of that film and having to do the reading and research and then going to a university in Florida and other locations to film, totally fell in love with those creatures. And right now, as we're talking, right above my phone, I have a monarch, male monarch preserved. It's a little bit sad because it never got to finish its life, but I'm looking at this beautiful creature, and total respect and admiration for the engineering, that it's got multiple navigational systems, that on a cloudy day, when it's going back down to Mexico, it can still cover 50 to 60 miles, even though it can't see the sun, because it has backup navigational systems to get it to where it needs to go. No human being could do that without the aid of GPS, without the aid of a GPS device, yet the Monarch has it built in. It takes my breath away. So what you see as a viewer, I experienced during the production, which is coming to love and respect these amazing systems.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in Charlotte, North Carolina,
yeah,
in the near future.
I'm going to come by and say hello.
Yeah, and thanks again for your contribution. My undying appreciation for you, Led Allen, and the whole crew at Illustria Media.
Thanks, Hank, as always.
God bless you. And again, the DVD available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can find it on the web at equip.org, or you can simply write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Resource consultants as well, standing by 888-7000. And the letters CRI will be going right to your phone calls, answering questions on all topics when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. Stay tuned for that.
For millions of people today, science has become the sole authoritative arbiter of truth. Yet the problem is generally not the facts of science, but the theoretical presuppositions that relentlessly distort the interpretation of those facts. One source that clears up interpretive distortions of the scientific facts about Earth's underwater realm is Living Waters, the latest film in Illustra Media's The Design of Life series. This DVD demonstrates how underwater life, including dolphins, whales, and sea turtles, reflects the highest level of purpose and design. To receive Living Waters on DVD as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will be right back to answer more questions. Because life and truth are under attack by secularists who deem the Bible nothing more than primitive superstitions and fairy tales, Christians are called to give reasons for what and why they believe to highly educated skeptics and atheists. Wisdom, however, warns against engaging in a defense of the one true faith without adequate training and preparation. The book by J. Warner Wallace, God's Crime Scene, A Cold Case Detective Examines the Evidence for a Divinely Created Universe, will equip you to present and defend the arguments and evidence for God's existence. To receive God's Crime Scene as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Equip.org. We live in an age of increasingly militant secularism and scientism, an age in which science, reinforced by its stunning successes and unprecedented benefits in our quality of life, is increasingly the arbiter of what constitutes truth. But the question is, do the facts of science really suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, the latest film by Illustra Media, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm and shows how it's a realm where biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your support, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go, on your phone or handheld device, with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. A dolphin's echolocation system, or biosonar, permits it to detect a BB at the bottom of a swimming pool blindfolded. To think this ability arose from blind chance is nothing short of preposterous. Learn more about how the dolphin's biosonar and other biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, the latest film in Alestra Media's The Design of Life series. To receive Living Waters on DVD as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. And a quick reminder that when you become a CRI support team member, you commit to supporting the Christian Research Institute and its outreaches around the world. With your ongoing support and appreciation for that support, you'll receive a personalized copy of one of my books, personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. It's as easy as going to equip.org/donate. Again, on the web, equip.org/donate. The number to dial to get your questions answered live on the broadcast today, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. And we go right to our calls. Sabini first in Hungary, listening on the web. Hi.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yes. My question is about premarital sex.
I read
some critics about this, and many say that in the Bible you don't have specific command that you shouldn't have sexual relationship with someone before marriage. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to everything that you're saying.
So, and I personally went through some New Testament Bible verses, and indeed you don't have this explicit, you don't have an explicit verse that says that you shouldn't have do this. And many say that in today's society we should have re-evaluate this kind of thing, and many come up with the idea that today you have protections and you have all kinds of things and you shouldn't take this very seriously.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that the Bible is very explicit about this, that marriage is the place where we not only have procreation, but marriage is where we ultimately, in commitment, experience psychophysical pleasure. And also biblically, what you have always communicated about this is that it is parabolic, that there's a sense in which a marriage is a representation of Christ and His church. And so there are very clear parameters in Scripture for sex, and those parameters are always within the context and within the confines of marriage. And it's not because God is some kind of a cosmic killjoy, but rather because God wants our joy to be complete.
Oh, I see. Well, but strange thing is that today many people don't come to others say that yes, I regret having this kind of relationship before marriage. There are very few people who come up with this kind of repentance, or even in.
Well, I don't know where you get those kinds of statistics, but the only form of sexual relation that is approved in Scripture is that between a married man and a woman. You see that in places like Hebrews chapter 13. And all forms of sexual relations outside of marriage are condemned, specifically in passages like Galatians chapter 5 and Ephesians chapter 5. And therefore, there is good warrant to think that if you do have those relationships before you're married, that there are going to be attendant complications. What happens is that there is a union between a man and a woman in sex that goes far beyond what we are able to fully conceive of. I mean, it's kind of like maybe from a scientific analogy before the famed scientific formula equals MC squared, we had no real notion of what would happen with nuclear fission or nuclear fusion. We didn't realize the incredible latent power and potentiality in that. And now we know that not only because of the atom bomb and the hydrogen bomb, but we know that in many other ways as well as we do cosmological science. So there's a sense in which the same thing is apparent in the scripture. Something mysterious happens in the sexual relationship with a man and a woman such that commitment needs to be inextricably woven into the mix for the protection of the woman, for the protection of the man, and for the protection of the civilization that God has placed them in.
I see. Well, the reason why I ask you, I am involved in an internship here in Hungary, and I happen to live with a flatmate who freely are having this kind of relationships with other foreign people here, and this kind of subject comes up many times.
Sure.
During when we have lunch or, and I have the feeling I just can't defend this biblical view. I think I lost this debate with them.
Well, maybe not. I mean, I think what our responsibility is not to win a debate, but rather equip ourselves so that we can communicate information. And I'd be happy to send you a book that we produced at the Christian Research Institute. It's titled God's Design for Sex. And it gives you all of the biblical parameters. It gives you the scripture passages and so forth. It refers to passages like 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 2, because of the temptation of sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife and each wife her own husband, these kinds of things. So it builds a cumulative case. But again, the idea behind the case is not that God is trying to prohibit something as much as God is trying to protect us from a lot of hurt that can come through that union outside of the marriage bonds and outside of the parameters of divine commitment.
I see. Well, thanks. Thanks for your answer. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, Sebi, if you hang on, I'll get the book to Hungary for you.
That's very kind of you.
Yeah, I'd just be delighted to do it.
Oh, okay. Thanks again for having me.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. Thank you so much for calling and for asking a very profound and important question. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Karen. She's listening in the U.S., Kansas City, Kansas Bot Radio. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Hank. I am very distraught and have been for about a year now over a hardened heart. I feel like God has turned his face on me, and I don't feel like I'm going to go to heaven, and I have lost all love for anything. I don't enjoy anything, and I'm just like a shell of a woman. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix this, or if I can.
Well, Karen, I have good news for you. I don't mean to be cavalier in any sense, but I can tell, listening to your voice, seeing in my mind's eye your tears, that you do not have a hardened heart. A hardened heart is a heart that's impenetrable, that resists the grace and love of God. Someone who weeps in sorrow about a failed relationship is not someone that's impenetrable, but rather permeable. So the Lord is available to bring glory out of ashes, to turn your life around, to give you a sense of purpose and meaning and fulfillment. So do not despair, because there's no place that you can go, Karen, that you are away from the love and the presence of God. I'm thinking about a psalm right now that you might want to read over and over again, because I know that it will bring you much peace and solace in the midst of this storm. It's Psalm 139, where the Lord says that He knows you're going out, He knows you're lying down, He's familiar with all your ways, and even before a word is on your tongue, He knows it completely. He hems you in behind and before. Now think about this. He has laid His hand upon you, Karen. That's what the scripture says. And then goes on to...
I don't want to read my Bible. I don't want to pray. I don't want to do anything. I don't have a servant's heart for the Lord or for anybody. And this not feeling love for my family and wanting to be around them is killing me. I don't know how to change that.
Well, you change it by doing the very thing that you're not willing to do right now. I mean, you say to the Lord exactly what you've just said to me. Lord, I don't feel like reading my Bible. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like interacting with you. But Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Which is to say, do the very thing that you really are resisting at this point. Pull out your Bible, start reading it. And I'll tell you why. Involvement produces commitment. By way of analogy, I can tell you times that I've been on airplanes that I didn't want to witness to someone. I'd sit down in the airplane. The person starts asking me a question. I give them one or two word answers because I'm trying to get them not to ask me any more questions, because I want to sleep, because I'm tired, because I just spoke to thousands of people or whatever it happened to be. And in a little while, I start being a little convicted about my coldness as the person continues to pursue me with questions. And in the end, I have an opportunity to share the gospel. And then I feel the sense and presence of the Holy Spirit. And I think, how could I have ever thought about sleeping as opposed to being a witness to this person? And I think the same thing is true when you actually pick up your Bible and you start to read it and do what I've suggested that you do. You start reading Psalm 139 and you realize that even the darkness is not dark to God. The night will shine like the day, because darkness is as light to God. And then you'll realize that He created your inmost being, knit you together in your mother's womb, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And as you start to realize that, absorb that, you will have a sense of the presence of God. So you do what you don't want to do, and in doing that, that involvement will produce the commitment. The commitment will produce the feeling.
Well, I've been diagnosed with personality disorders, antisocial disorder, and histrionic disorder. I don't know if you've heard of those.
Well, yeah, and all of that is not unreal, but let me say this. You are now having a very poignant, a very profound conversation with someone, and you're conducting that conversation in a very intelligent way. You are able to express yourself, and there aren't many people that are willing to call a live radio show and talk about these things with someone. So regardless of the diagnosis, I'm not doubting any of that, but I'm saying that you had the mettle to call me on the air, and that's not a small thing. But unfortunately, I'm an electronic voice, and I want to do everything that I can to help you, but I can't put my arms around you over the airwaves. But here's what I want you to do. Hang on. We will make certain that someone from our staff is in contact with you, can give you the resources and direction that you need in the days and the years ahead, so that you can be a testimony to God's love and grace. So please hang on, and we'll be right back.
The battle for the hearts and minds of millions on our planet will largely be determined by how the facts of science are interpreted. Do the facts of science suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, a new film in Alustra Media's The Design of Life series, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm, showing how its biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. We'll return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast right after this. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. A dolphin's biosonar permits it to distinguish the difference between a golf ball and a ping pong ball based solely on its density. In fact, dolphins can see inside things. What's more, a dolphin can detect a BB at the bottom of a swimming pool blindfolded. To think a dolphin's echolocation system simply arose from purposeless processes rooted in blind chance is nothing short of preposterous. Learn more about how the biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, the latest film in Illustra Media's The Design of Life series. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Cold case detective J. Warner Wallace would never allow a divine intruder to enter his life. Yet over time, something changed, and he now sees himself as a guest in the Creator's universe. Detective Wallace is not a theist because his parents believed or because he needed to fulfill a void in his life. Rather, he says, "I believe God exists because the evidence leaves me no reasonable alternative." God's Crime Scene, a cold case detective examines the evidence for a divinely created universe, presents the cosmological, biological, mental, and moral cases for God. To receive God's Crime Scene as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org, equip.org. The likelihood of the astonishing intelligence manifested in nature arising from blind chance is simply preposterous. Did you know that a sea turtle possesses a biological system that allows it to navigate thousands of miles using Earth's magnetic field? Learn more about how sea turtle navigation and other biological wonders in Earth's underwater realm reflect the highest levels of purpose and design in Living Waters, the new film by Illustra Media. To receive Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And just a reminder that if Illustra Media produces it, I love it. I mean, there's not a single thing that they have produced that I'm not wild about. I remember seeing Privileged Planet for the first time. By the way, you can find it on the web at equip.org, available for your gift. Or Privileged Species, talking about human beings made in the image and likeness of God. Or the trilogy, flight, the mystery and majesty of birds, metamorphosis having to do with butterflies. And you think, what can a butterfly teach me? But when you watch this film, you start to see your own death and resurrection in light of a butterfly, because a butterfly goes through metamorphosis, and we will too. They, in fact, evolve into a mysterious molecular mixture from a caterpillar into this mixture and then into the butterfly. And the transformation is simply stunning, and so it will be with us. So there's a sense in which in the butterfly you see your own death and resurrection, and you start to wonder about how marvelous it will be when Jesus appears a second time and we undergo metamorphosis, we undergo transformation. And remember, we can start that transformation in the present. When we are those who have the engrafted life of Christ, metamorphosis is already taking place. We are being changed. That which is marred is being restored, and the likeness of God is becoming ever more manifest. So again, these kinds of films are transformational. That's why we recommend them. That's why we make them available for your gift. And again, you can see these products on the web at equip.org, or you can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And do remember our smiling resource consultants. They are waiting to take your call, 888-7000. And the letters CRI. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Doug. He's listening in California, KDIA. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Hank. Yes, I have the privilege of teaching a Bible study at a homeless center here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And one of the gentlemen asked a rather strange question out of context from the study itself. And the question was, does God love Satan? And I just was stunned by it. And how would you handle a question like that?
Well, I think you can say in a sense yes and no, because on the one hand, God's eyes are too pure to look upon evil. He cannot tolerate wrong, and Satan is the personification of evil. He is the father of lies. He is the prince of darkness. He is the accuser of the brethren, and one day will be cast into a lake of fire for all eternity, using the biblical metaphor. So insofar as God must judge and condemn wickedness, God does not love Satan. However, and this is the other side of the coin, there is an aspect of God's love that we can consider, which is there's a long-standing line of reasoning in philosophical theology that says that God loves not by being attracted to good things in the way that human beings are, but by creating and bestowing good attributes such as intelligence, power, will, these personal attributes that we share in common with angels, including fallen angels like Satan. So in that sense, God loves all the creatures that he has created. So there's a yes and a no answer. It's not an equivocation. It is giving a full-orbed sense of who God is. And this is correspondent to the fact that some people will say that God is merely a God of love. Other people will say that God is merely a God of justice. In either case, you do not have a full-orbed sense of who God is, because God is not merely a God of love. He is a God of love and justice. He's not merely a God of justice. He's a God of justice and love. So to have a full-orbed sense of who God is, you have to consider both those aspects of God's being.
Well, thank you very much. When I go there tonight, I'll share that answer with them. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got it. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Daryl next. He's listening in Illinois on Bot Radio. Hi.
Hello, Hank. How are you doing? I just want to make a little comment. Absolutely not does he love the devil. Anyway, my question is, get back to my sin, and I know it's just a sign to show that, you know, you have faith and you believe in God, but does it actually enter you and change you? And I'm going to sneak another one in. When we go to heaven, do we have activities? I know we're going to be worshiping Jesus all the time. And is there like night and day? Is there earth? I know. And then they say that we're going to be gods over the earth. And I'm just lost on that, Hank.
Yeah. Well, good question. And I think what's really important to recognize is that when we come to faith in Christ, we begin a period of transformation. When we're baptized, we are buried to our old life, raised to newness of life through his resurrection power, and we take up our cross daily, follow him. In the process of baptism, grace is imparted to the life of the believer so that we can live not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit. Through the process of Christian living, we have died and we're experiencing the engrafting of Christ's life within us. So there is a way in which we can experience God now. We don't have to wait for eternity to experience God. We are experiencing him in a very visceral sense now. But what happens when we are completely restored, when metamorphosis is complete, is we now experience God in that sacred space fills our place, so that the dichotomy between the habitation of God and the habitation of humanity is removed. It's like the veil has been taken away. And now we are those created in the image of God who can not only worship, adore, glorify God. And by the way, that's a big part of my prayer every day. I spend time in prayer after I express my faith in God, in worship, praise, and adoration of my God, and I thoroughly enjoy it. I can't imagine what it will be like to enjoy that in eternity. But in addition to loving God and exploring God, as it were, because God is infinite, we're finite, and we'll never come to an end of exploring an infinite God, we will also explore what God has made, which is to say we will learn and grow and develop, albeit without error. Humanity, even in a redeemed state, even in the eternal state, cannot bear the burden of omniscience. So we will never know all things. We're not going to be as God is. He is omniscient. We will never be omniscient. So we're going to grow and learn and develop without error and explore everything that God has made. And if we can exhaust the confines of one universe, he can create other universes for us to explore. We can't parse all that out because we simply do not know. We know it will be wonderful, and we will be experiencing that at a level that's incomprehensible to us right now. Like, for example, for me to experience golf on the level of a Jordan Spieth or Jason Day or a Tiger Woods is something I can't do. I can enjoy golf, but only on my level. I can't enjoy it on their level. So imagine being able to enjoy something on their level. Golf at their, I mean, they're hitting shots that give them a sense of satisfaction we can never experience unless we have that same talent and ability. But we are going to be perfect in the sense of being able to use all the talents that God has given us without error in eternity. So it's going to be marvelous as we explore the glory and grace of God and the grandeur of his created handiwork.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but is it going to be like earthly? Are we going to be able to go fishing and walk in the park or no?
Oh, yeah. Heaven is these mountains, these streams, this world transformed. I mean, the Bible is clear about that. Romans chapter 8, the universe now is groaning in travail. It's awaiting its liberation from bondage to decay. When Jesus appears a second time, that liberation will take place. So what happens to our bodies as they're transformed goes hand in hand with what happens to the universe as it is transformed.
And that's the earth that we're on now. He's going to transform it, correct?
Yeah, God does not scrap things. He redeems them. He's not going
Bible,
to...
Because the Bible says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. So that means he's working on that place right now. And then other people tell me that he's going to make earth the new heaven. I'm confused on that.
Well, the Bible doesn't leave room for confusion on that at all. In fact, if you read Revelation chapter 21, what you see there is that God himself will be with us. We will be his people. He will be our God. He'll wipe every tear from our eyes and so forth. So the idea is that the dichotomy that I talked about earlier between sacred space and our place, that will be no more. So the habitation of God and the habitation of humanity will be as one. And that includes the universe that we now inhabit. We will be able to explore that, but it also includes more, and that more, again, is not clearly explicable for us. And the reason it is not is that we are limited in our capacity to fully grasp the grandeur of what eternity will be.
Great. All right, thank you a lot, Hank. You're a very smart man. I wish I was your neighbor. I've been talking to you every day.
Well, thanks. I appreciate your call, your question, your kind comment. I've written about this in a book called Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, Near-Death Experiences. In fact, on tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, I'm probably going to talk a little bit about a movie that's coming out in the near future. It's supposedly a Christian movie about someone who died and went to heaven. So he had a real death experience, not a near-death experience, but he actually died. He was resurrected from the dead. But in the intermediate time, he went to heaven, and he saw things. And it seems to me that what he saw does not correspond to what Scripture explains. Again, I'll be talking about that at the opening of the broadcast on tomorrow's broadcast. So stay tuned for that. We'll also be taking your questions tomorrow live on the broadcast when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, we do what we do because life and truth really do matter. So long for now.
Thank you for joining us today. The battle for the hearts and minds of millions on our planet will largely be determined by how the facts of science are interpreted. Do the facts of science suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, the latest film in Alestra Media's The Design of Life series, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm, showing how its biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the mind-shaping ministries of CRI, Hank would like to send you Living Waters on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit us online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. We live in an age of increasingly militant secularism and scientism, an age in which science, reinforced by its stunning successes and unprecedented benefits in our quality of life, is increasingly the arbiter of what constitutes truth. But the question is, do the facts of science really suggest a world governed by blind chance, or do they ultimately point to purpose and design? Living Waters, the latest film by Illustra Media, explores Earth's astonishing underwater realm and shows how it's a realm where biological wonders reflect the highest levels of purpose and design. To receive your copy of Living Waters on DVD as our thank you for your support, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org.